some kudos for a Major League Soccer club.
Kim, here's a sunny side of sports salute to the Major League Soccer champion Los Angeles Galaxy, who lifted their record fifth MLS Cup with a 2-1 victory in extra time over the visiting New England Revolution. Irish international Robbie Keane, the league most valuable player, scored on a breakaway in the 111th minute to delight the partisan crowd in Southern California. And speaking of Southern California, it marked a victorious championship exit for Southern California native Landon Donovan, the Galaxy star who was playing in his final match. The retiring 32-year-old Donovan, the all-time leading scorer in Major League Soccer, as well as for the USA national team, was in a jubilant mood after his successful swan song. He grabbed a megaphone and had this to say to the cheering fans.
On behalf of all of us, I love LA. We love you guys. And we're the first of five, baby. Yeah, baby.
As Landon Donovan just said, the Los Angeles Galaxy is the first MLS club to win five league titles. The game went into extra time after Chris Tierney equalized for the Revolution in the 79th minute. The Galaxy took a 1-0 lead in the 52nd minute on a goal by Jossie Zardes. Talk to us, Jossie!
It was just an amazing game. It was a hard battle. Cramping up. Everybody was cramping up on the field, but look at this. A victory. Well deserved.
Meanwhile, it marked another heartbreaking loss for the New England Revolution in the MLS Cup final. New England has now lost five times in the MLS Cup without a victory, including three times to the Galaxy on extra time goals. Galaxy defender Omar Gonzalez says the Revolution showed a lot of fighting spirit.
New England came in, they worked hard, they gave us a tough battle. But champions find a way to win. You know what? Today we did that, and that's why we won another one. First to five. Here we go.
Congratulations once again to Omar Gonzalez and the Los Angeles Galaxy, the champions of Major League Soccer, for a record fifth time. And speaking of club football records, Egyptian Giants Al Ahly won their record-extending 19th African title over the weekend. Al Ahly's latest championship came at home in Cairo. They beat visiting Sewe Sport of Ivory Coast 1-0 to lift the CAF Confederation Cup trophy. The home and away series ended 2-2 on aggregate, and Al Ahly won on the away goals rule. Imad Moteyeb scored off a header in the 96th minute. And if you go to the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page at facebook.com/VOA Sunny, you'll see a photo of Moteyeb celebrating his big goal with his teammates. In addition to that Confed Cup crown, Al Ahly has won 8 CAF Champions League African Champions Cup titles, 6 CAF Super Cup championships, and 4 African Cup Winners Cup trophies. Yes, indeed, the cup runneth over again for Al Ahly, the most successful club in African football history. Well, our African football guru, David Legg, has been looking at the recent draw for the 2015 Africa Cup of Nations tournament. African football's premier competition kicks off January 17th in Equatorial Guinea. And David joins us again this evening from Johannesburg, South Africa. Good evening, David.
Thank you, Sonny.
Turning to Group C, David, another very intriguing, very competitive group. We have Ghana and Algeria, which both qualified for the 2014 World Cup in Brazil, South Africa, and Senegal. How do you see Group C, David?
Sonny, I was talking to a South African colleague, Matlalani Mamabolo, who works for the Johannesburg Star, one of the top South African soccer writers. We were discussing the potential pairings a couple of days before the draw, and this is exactly what we came up with as the absolute group of death. In fact, I want a word stronger than death, Sonny. I think this is the group from hell. It is just unbelievably strong. And funnily enough, at face value, I think most people in Africa would say, well, South Africa are clearly now the outsiders in this group. But an interesting statistic, Sonny, they have never been beaten by Ghana, Algeria, or Senegal in the Cup of Nations. So that's something that's going to boost their morale. And what I like about this is, from a South African perspective, here we have a young side. They've done very well in the qualifiers. They held Nigeria twice. They beat Congo once, and they beat Sudan twice. Now, we're really going to find out what this side is all about. What is their real worth? Because this is a group, Sonny. If I just go through the rankings, Algeria are ranked first, Senegal fourth, and Ghana fifth, and South Africa 11th. And I think that speaks for itself. So you've got 1, 4, 5. You've got three of the top five ranked countries in Africa, all in the same group. And they're going to play in Mongoma, which is right over in the mainland. I don't think many people anywhere on the continent outside of Equatorial Guinea know exactly where this city is, but it's going to become famous soon enough. I'm very tempted to sit on the fence here, Sonny. This one is just so difficult to call, but I know you won't accept that. So I'm going to go with Algeria. The Algerians were so good at the World Cup and very impressive in the qualifiers. 5 wins on the trot before they lost in Mali. And I just had a sense that that might happen because they'd already got 15 points and they were home and dry. All right, so let me hedge my bet slightly, Sonny. I'm going with Algeria, and then it's going to be a dogfight between Ghana, South Africa, and Senegal for that second place. This is a group, Sonny, where I can see a lot of drawn matches, and I think a side that wins even once, maybe a side that wins once and draws twice, is going to make it through to the quarterfinals. And the opening pairings, which will be on January the 19th, will see Ghana coming up against Senegal. I mean, just the mere thought of those two coming up against each other excites me. And then equally exciting, South Africa against Algeria. And what's ironic there, Sonny, is that South African officials were telling me that they were very keen to play Algeria in one of their warm-up matches. Now, that obviously will not happen anymore because you don't play a side that you're going to face at the Cup of Nations. So perhaps the South Africans, if they want North African experience, will now look at a friendly against Tunisia. But yes, Sonny, I'm not going with group of death. This is the group from hell.
David, finally we have group D, another very strong group, Ivory Coast and Cameroon, which both qualified for the 2014 World Cup. And coincidentally, we're also drawn together during the recent qualifying competition for Equatorial Guinea. And we have Mali and Guinea. How do you see Group D, David?
Well, Sonny, I've just spoke about the group from hell. But this group, in terms of rankings, is even stronger still because all four countries are in the top 10. You've got Ivory Coast third, Guinea sixth, Cameroon eighth, and Mali 10th. So in terms of rankings, it's actually stronger even than Group C. So I don't know what we're going to label this one. Group of Hell Mark 2. And as you so rightly said, Ivory Coast and Cameroon, this is they're going to go at each other again after clashing twice in the group stage. And the Ivorians will be thirsting for revenge because they were humiliated 4-1 in Yaoundé by this new-look, exciting young Cameroonian side. And then in the return match in Abidjan, I was really impressed by the defensive resilience of the Cameroonians, especially when they were, I believe, harshly reduced to 10 men in the second half in Abidjan. And they rather comfortably held out for a goalless draw. So you've got this Ivory Coast team that have been favorites in the last 5 tournaments, but haven't brought home the bacon, as they say. Twice runners-up, and that's as far as they got, as close as they got to the trophy. They did, of course, in Gabon, come tantalizing close in 2012. Didier Drogba, in the only time I can remember, Sonny, covering football, blazed the penalty a mile over the crossbar in regular time. And then in penalties, the now famous Zambian victory. They won the shootout. So Ivory Coast were a lot to prove. Cameroon, similarly, 4 times African champions. But the last time they lifted the trophy was way back in 2002. Samuel Eto'o is gone. Alexander Song at the moment not playing in the team. So it's a young, vibrant side with a lot to prove, and they're going to be really one to watch. Guinea were really impressive in the qualifiers in some of the matches that I saw them play. And of course, to me, Sonny, they would be everybody's sentimental favourite. A country ravaged by this Ebola epidemic, which has now claimed thousands of lives. And Guinea, Sierra Leone and Liberia, hardest hit. And on behalf of the Sunny Side of Sport, we wish the people of Guinea, Liberia and Sierra Leone all the best in this incredible challenge that they're so bravely fighting at the moment. And last, but certainly not least, you've got Mali. Again, Sonny, just before we went on air, somebody was saying to me, but Mali were not impressive in the qualifying stage. And I said, but remember one thing about Mali. They always finished third. The last Cup of Nations, 2013, Mali beat Ghana for third place. Go back 12 months further to 2012, exactly the same situation, Sonny. Mali against Ghana, Mali finished third. So you dare not underestimate Mali. And after all, they are a top 10 African country. But that said, and despite my my personal belief that I'd like to support Guinea, Sonny, I'm going to go with, logic and say that it's going to be Cameroon and Ivory Coast that will emerge victorious from that group. In the opening matches on January the 20th, we'll have Ivory Coast against Guinea and Cameroon against Mali. So, Sonny, everything's set for a fantastic Cup of Nations.
Yes, David, it's certainly shaping up as a fantastic Nations Cup. And this reminder for our VOA football fans, the 30th edition of the Africa Cup of Nations kicks off January 17th when Equatorial Guinea will host